But I'm stuck in colder weather. Maybe tomorrow will be better. Can I call you then? She said, you're a rambling man, and you ain't ever gonna change. You got a gypsy soul to blame, and you were born for leaving. At a truck stop diner just outside of Lincoln. The night is black as the coffee he was drinking. And in the waitress eyes he sees the same old light is shining. He thinks of Colorado and the girl he left behind him. He said, I wanna see you again. But I'm stuck in colder weather. Maybe tomorrow will be better. Can I call you then? She said, you're a rambling man, and you ain't ever gonna change. You got a gypsy soul to blame, and you were born for leaving. Born for leaving. Well, it's a winding road when you're in the lost and found. You're a lover, I'm a runner, and we go round and round. And I love you, but I leave you. I don't want you, but I need you. You know it's you that calls me back here, baby. When I close my eyes, I see you. No matter where I am, I can smell your perfume through these whispering pines. I'm with your ghost again. It's a shame about the weather, but I know soon we'll be together. And I can't wait till then. I can't wait till.
Music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Major wildfires on both U.S. coasts. Nearly 3,000 firefighters are on the scene of California's mountain fire in Ventura County. On the other side of the country, ABC's Morgan Norwood has more on the deadly fire burning on the New York-New Jersey border.
The Jennings Creek fire burning in a rural area about 35 miles northwest of New York City. The 2,500-acre blaze, 0% contained, threatening more than two dozen structures. Conditions, tinder dry. And tragically, officials say 18-year-old Dario Vasquez, a New York State Parks and Recreation aide, was killed battling the fire on Saturday.
Drought conditions across much of the eastern half of the country, the fire risk remaining elevated in many places. President-elect Donald Trump is naming Tom Homan as his new border czar. Homan is the former head of ICE, who said at a Republican National Convention this summer that illegal immigrants in the country should start packing their bags. Trump has promised mass deportations upon his inauguration. This is ABC News.
Bioptimizers Black Friday blowout sale is now. For 20 years, Bioptimizers has provided top supplements like Magnesium Breakthrough, the only product with all seven types of magnesium to support sleep, stress management, hormone balance, and mood. Make your health a priority this holiday season and visit bioptimizers.com/radio and use code RADIO to get a minimum of 10% off and up to $100 in free gifts with purchase. Go to bioptimizers.com/radio and use code RADIO today.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange Friday, milk markets mostly lower after the WASDE report forecast an increase in milk production. December milk down 18 to 1905, January down 17 to 1912, February down 1 to 1922. March milk up 4 at 1926. Cheese markets were lower. Barrels down 3.25 to 176 and 3/4. 40-pound blocks down 3 to 172. One trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 1.25 to 265. Meanwhile, grade A non-fat dry milk up 1/4 to 138 and 3/4. 5 trades on the day. Dry weigh steady at 63 even and no trades on the day. Meanwhile, triple-digit losses in live and feeder cattle markets after the WASDE report did show an increase in beef production and also the potential for increase in beef imports. That pressured the markets. Hog markets, meanwhile, they were mostly lower in the nearby months, but higher in some of the deferred contracts as the WASDE report was within expectations. December live cattle down 212 to 183.70. November feeder cattle down 222 to 245.42. December hogs down 77 cents to 80.42. Chicago Board of Trade corn markets were mostly higher on the day after the WASDE report had forecast lower production and lower ending stocks. Soybeans also higher after the supply and demand report showed lower production, exports crush, and ending stocks, while wheat markets showed for slightly larger supplies but slightly higher domestic use, along with some unchanged exports. December corn up 3.5 to 431. New crop 25 up 2 to 449. November beans up 1.25 to 1016 and 3/4. New crop 25 up 3.75 to 1052.5. Chicago wheat December up 1 to 572.5. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
Corn bids from Big River Resources Boyceville. Cash corn 381, December 386, January 396 and a quarter, February 399 and a quarter. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia cash corn 390, December 396, January 404. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound cash corn 381, cash beans 950, January 955. Allied Cooperative Blair cash corn 386, new crop 25, 399, cash beans 945, new crop 25 at 962. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 393, April 427, May 430, new crop 25, 411. Cash beans 993, April 1022, May 1025, new crop 25, $9.94. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound cash corn $3.79, January $3.83. Cash beans $9.48, January $9.58. Cattle markets from Equity: beef fed cattle $172 to $190, Holstein fed cattle $150 to $174, market cows $102 to $120, bulls $125 to $152, calves $330 to $1,000, beef steers $162 to $340, Holstein steers $145 to $200. Sheep markets: market lambs $160 and down, light lambs $210 and down, ewes $125 and down. Goat markets: does $150 and down, bucks $205 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Jake from State Farm. I just beat my running PR, so I'm celebrating with the Banana Bonanza smoothie.
Hey, and you can keep celebrating when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. Go bananas.
I will. Hey, make it a large.
Bundling. Just another way to save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
A little breezy this morning, mostly sunny, becoming less windy this afternoon with a high of 48 today. Tonight, mostly clear, will drop down to 26 for a low tomorrow. Sunshine 50 with scattered rain by late tomorrow night into Wednesday. If you are looking for an amazing fall or winter getaway, or maybe you're up for some holiday fun, check out Alexandria, Minnesota at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 45.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Begging somebody to change, and the other half prayed to God that they never would. And all it got me was twice as lost when it all turned out the same. But all that begging finally did somebody good. I used to dream all night of the day that was gone, but come the morning light, forever from now on. Gonna do my dreaming with my eyes wide open. I'll do my looking back with my eyes closed. We can do some living, spend our whole life hoping, 'cause in the end we're left with the one we chose. So I'll do my dreaming with my eyes wide open. Moved on, fell a little further behind from running back or following someone home. Until I learned that one step forward will take you further on than a thousand back or a million that ain't your own. I used to dream all night of the day that was gone, but come the morning light, forever from now on. Gonna do my dreaming with my eyes wide open. I'll do my looking back with my eyes closed. We can do some living, spend our whole life hoping, but in the end we're left with the one we chose. So I'll do my dreaming with my eyes wide open. We can do some living, spend our
letting me over her coffee cup. She said, where you been? So I thought real hard and said, I fell asleep in that hammock in the yard. She said, you don't know it, boy, but you just blew it. And I said, well, that's my story and I'm sticking to it. That's my story. Oh, that's my story. Well, I ain't got a witness and I can't prove it, but that's my story and I'm sticking to it. I got that deer in the headlight look. She read my face like the cover of a book and said, don't expect me to believe all that static, 'cause just last week I threw that hammock in the attic. My skin got so thin you could see right through it, and I stuttered, well, that's my story and I'm sticking to it. That's my story.
That's my story.
Whoa, that's my story.
That's my story.
Yeah, I ain't got a witness and I can't prove it, but that's my story and I'm sticking to it. You know, the time comes when a wise man knows the best thing that he can do is just look her in the eye and beg for mercy and face the bitter truth. Well, honey, me and the boys played cards all night. There wasn't no hanky-panky, not a woman in sight. I know I should have called, and baby, I'm real sorry. Let's get a cellular phone and then you won't have to worry. You know how much I love you, darling, I'm ready to prove it. And that's my story and I'm sticking to it. That's my story.
That's my story.
Well, that's my story.
That's my story.
Well, I ain't got a witness and you know I can't prove it. But that's my story and man, I'm sticking to it. You know I ain't gonna do a thing, darling, unless you approve it. My story and I'm sticking to it.
Country favorites back to back to back. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I need TLC ASAP. Well, my muscles ache and my feet are sore. Thank God it's Friday and it's almost 4. Time to hit the door. We're gonna spend the weekend on the lake. We've been working overtime and we need a break. And honey, I can't. A little TLC ASAP, a little R&R for you and me, a guaranteed rat race remedy. A little TLC ASAP. Take a book to read and a change of. I pack the cooler and the Coleman stove and the radio. We can fold on a raft in the sun all day. We can love in the moonlight hours away while the crickets play. Will we work real hard 6 days a week? Honey, this is something. TLC ASAP, a little R&R for you and me, guaranteed rat race remedy.
on TLC ASAP. A little R&R for you and me. A guaranteed rat race remedy. I need TLC ASAP. R&R for you and me. TLC ASAP. R&R for you and me. TLC ASAP.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN, Alabama, TLC ASAP, here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Monday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins, and we have temperatures in the mid-40s across the region this morning. Our ag weather forecast next hour. Also next hour, we'll have Dennis Skye in our newsmaker segment, and he'll be talking about the reaction to the U.S. elections from Canada. And we'll have more with Dennis here next hour in our newsmaker segment. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America Next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. South America is poised to expand their soybean acreage. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
The growing season is just beginning in Brazil and Argentina. It comes as U.S. farmers are wrapping up a record-setting soybean harvest. Combined, the North and South American 2024-2025 production could be enormous. Brazilian farmers are now in the field planting. It's expected they'll increase acreage by about 3% to 117 million acres.
This marks the slowest growth in a decade, driven by lower profit margins for farmers.
That's Joanna Colosi, an agricultural economist instructor at the University of Illinois. Slower growth, yes, but there still will be more acres, particularly in the center-west of Brazil, including the state of Mato Grosso. The whole area produces about 60% of Brazil's annual soybean crop.
Still, if weather conditions help, Brazil's soybean crop could hit 6 billion bushels, a new record.
By contrast, U.S. farmers are expected to harvest about 4.5 billion bushels of soybeans this fall. The planting season in Brazil started late, but has caught up quickly. It was 54% complete as of October 31st, according to the consulting group Ag Rural. Farmers are now ahead of last year's planting pace. Further to the south, farmers in Argentina have not yet begun their planting season. However, it's expected they'll increase soybean acreage by 7%, producing a 1.7 billion bushel crop.
In total, South America is projected to produce around 8.7 billion bushels of soybeans in the current crop season, contributing to what could be a record global production of 15.7 billion bushels. With this global supply surge, led by a record U.S. harvest, we may see further downward pressure on soybean prices.
South American weather will play an outside role from now until February in setting prices. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm Farm Broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
At Jerry Bear & Sons, your Golden Harvest seed dealer, their best skill is knowing how to listen. Because once they understand your operation and goals, they can offer the right products to perform in your fields. From the Gold Series soybean and game-changing corn portfolios to expert insights, it's an answer to what they have heard from you. Get fall cash discounts when you order your Golden Harvest seeds now at Jerry Bear & Sons, just off Highway 25, Durant.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards concert tickets for your daughter to see that singer who sings about painful breakups. And one song will inspire your little beauty to break up with that beast she's dating, Brian. Instead, she'll date someone who's nice and worthy of her love, not someone who addresses you and your spouse as, bro. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
A little breezy this morning, mostly sunny, becoming less windy this afternoon with a high of 48 today. Tonight, mostly clear, will drop down to 26 for a low tomorrow. Sunshine 50 with scattered rain by late tomorrow night into Wednesday. If you are looking for an amazing fall or winter getaway, or maybe you're up for some holiday fun, check out Alexandria, Minnesota at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 45.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light, Louisiana Saturday night. Waiting in the front yard, sitting on a log, a single-shot rifle and a one-eyed dog. Yonder come my kinfolk in the moonlight, Louisiana Saturday night. Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them in the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light, Louisiana Saturday night. Brother Bill and my other brother Jack, belly full of beer and a possum in a sack. 15 kids in the front porch light, Louisiana Saturday night. When the kinfolk leave and the kids get fed, me and my woman gonna slip off to bed. Have a little fun when we turn out the lights, Louisiana Saturday night. Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light, Louisiana Saturday night. Yeah, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light, Louisiana Saturday night. Off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light, Louisiana Saturday night.
He wore starched white shirts,
button at the neck, and he'd sit in shade and watch the chickens peck. And his teeth were gone, but what the heck? I thought that he walked on water. Said he was a cowboy when he was young. He could handle a rope, and he was good with a gun. And my mama's daddy was his oldest son. And I thought that he walked on water. And if the story was told, only heaven knows. But his hat seemed to me like an old halo. And though his wings, they were never seen, I thought that he walked on water. He tied a cord to the end of a mop and said, son, here's a pony, keep her at a trot. And I'd ride in circles while he laughed a lot. Then I'd flop down beside him. And he was 90 years old in 63, and I loved him and he loved me. Lord, I cried the day he died, 'cause I thought that he walked on water. And if the story was told, only heaven knows. But his hat seemed to me
on water.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Randy Travis, he walked on water here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Monday morning, good morning. Temperatures in the mid-40s across the region this morning. John Deere is going to partner with Mississippi State University on a research project to help develop automation technology for cotton. Of course, farmers have been turning to automation in many parts of agriculture as a solution to bridge the labor gap, better manage costs, and protect workers. Automation technology could also improve yields and also farm management. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. Last week was a busy one for the commodity markets, with a presidential election on Tuesday, a Federal Reserve interest rate cut on Thursday, and two USDA reports on Friday. When we come back, I'll have the details from the crop production and WASDE reports right here. Recently, I spoke with Tyler Morgan, crop consultant with Nutrien Ag Solutions in southern Minnesota, about agronomy for your acres. We talked about managing some of the challenges with fertilizer application this fall.
Tyler, with P&K prices fluctuating this time of year, what are some factors farmers should consider when they're thinking through their fertility?
You know, the biggest thing is to first soil sample and know what you really have going on out there and what your crop really needs. going in blind to what the field needs is not a good plan to me. So we always try to make sure we get that figured out first. Then the next step is to, again, work with your agronomist, work through your budget and see what your cash flows look like in your situations. Try to shape a plan around that. Some guys are waiting until spring here, just cash flow wise with these lower yields, hopefully softening prices on a fertilizer side of things. But if you can get it on in the fall, it's typically the best, just so we know it's there and ready for spring. Again, don't know what the weather is going to give us next spring.
Tyler Morgan, crop consultant with Nutrien Ag Solutions, thanks so much for joining us this week. And folks, you can learn more by visiting NutrienAgSolutions.com.
Yes, on top of the election of President Donald Trump and the Federal Reserve's decision to lower interest rates a quarter of a percent, the USDA released both the November crop production and world agricultural supply and demand estimates reports on Friday. On the crop production report, the USDA made some small but notable changes to its yield estimates. For corn, USDA adjusted the expected yield to 183.1 bushels per acre. That's down slightly from the October forecast of 183.8 bushels per acre. This number would bring total corn production down 60 million bushels to 15.14 billion bushels. While that's a modest decrease, any shift in the corn numbers this time of year can have a ripple effect across both feed and export markets. Soybeans saw a more significant revision. The USDA cut soybean yield estimates to 51.7 bushels per acre. That was down from 53.1 last month. This brought total production down to 4.46 billion bushels, which was down from that 4.58 billion bushel figure from last month. Now let's shift gears to the World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates, or WASDE, report. For corn, the feed and residual use category was left unchanged at 5.8 1/4 billion bushels, with ethanol use also left unchanged at 5.45 billion. Exports were pegged at 2.3 1/4 billion bushels, and ending stocks were lowered slightly to 1.938 billion bushels. On the soybean balance sheet, the USDA trimmed that 2024-25 crush by 15 million bushels and cut exports by 25 million bushels. Residual use was cut by 1 million bushel, and as a result of these two production and demand changes, ending stocks were brought down to 470 million bushels, which was 80 million bushels fewer than last month. The corn and soy markets traded higher on Friday, with the wheat market showing some weakness. I'll have more when we come back.
Hey everybody, it's Matthew at Bluff Country Feed and Seed. Are you someone with operational management experience? Someone who likes digging into the details of inventory control while not afraid of a hard day's work? Somebody with experience in agriculture and a passion for the lifestyle? Our growing business is looking for a director of operations. If this sounds like you, let's talk. Give us a call, check out our socials, or go to the website. This could be the start of something new. Plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
For both corn and soybeans, the reduction in 2024's crop size on Friday's USDA reports was larger than traders were anticipating, and it was surely a welcome bit of news for markets searching for something to trade post-harvest. Given the small bean size and drought impact in the eastern Corn Belt, I believe we could see these yield estimates trimmed again in January. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. This time of year is decision time for a lot of people, but it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, joining MediShare means saving about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people, obviously. But what's more, MediShare members like it a lot. Their satisfaction rate is 98%. Imagine that. And MediShare is a proven thing, too, for over 30 years. It's a Christian community of hundreds of thousands of people now. And here's the thing. If you join before November 15th and you mention the promo code SHARE, they'll waive your application fee. So you save even more right off the bat. I'll give you the number here in a second, but just call and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is November 15th. So call now. You'll save even more. Here's the number, 866-89-BIBLE. That's 866-89-BIBLE, 866-89-BIBLE.
Real country. Real country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Boy, you right. Maybe I read you wrong, thinking you could be my Mr. Right. I was putting my heart and soul on the line. Said you needed some time, just a little more time to make up your mind. Well, it's been long.
Country favorites back to back to back. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
All the pretty girls said, pick me up at 8. All the pretty girls said I'm going to L.A. All the pretty girls said I hate my hair. Talking to the mirror in their underwear. All the lost boys said I just got paid. All the lost boys said I wanna get laid. When the town kiss me, all the pretty girls said. All the sheriffs said, can you better slow down? All the preachers said, it's a devil's playground. I wonder if they knew they were wasting their breath. All I ever heard was all the pretty girls said. I'm home for the summer, shoot out.
Kiss me, all the pretty girls said. Said I'm getting out of Dodge. All the big dreams said I'm selling all I got. All the high rollers busy placing their bets. Me, I'm headed south cause all the pretty girls say I'm home for the summer. Shoot out the lights. Don't blow my cover or I'm free tonight. I'm coming over. Call all your friends. Somebody hold me. All the pretty girls. All of the whiskey went to my head. Shut up and kiss me, all the pretty girls said. All the pretty girls said.
Doctor on the telephone, help me doctor, something's wrong. I can't shake it, it's gone too far. He said, tell me what your symptoms are. He said, my hands are sweaty and my knees are weak. I can't eat and I can't sleep. It's turning me every way but loose. He said, it sounds like love's got a hold on you. No doubt love's got a hold on you. I told my buddies I was settling down. No more of this running round. They looked at me like I was a fool and said, come on, tell us what's wrong with you. She said, my hands are sweaty and my knees are weak. I can't eat and I can't sleep.
Pepin Alma Eagles, from all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
To a special place we love that just a few folks know. There's no signing up, no monthly dues. Take your Johnson, your Mercury, or your Evinrude and fire it up. Beat us out at Party Cove. Come on in, the water's fine. Just idle on over and toss us a line.
fast trackers, bayliners, and a party barge strung together like a floating trailer park, anchored out and getting loud all summer long. Side to side, there's five houseboat front porches, astroturf lawn chairs and tiki torches, regular Joes rocking the boat, that's us, the Redneck Yacht Club. Just flip-flops and a tank top tan. He popped his first top at 10 a.m. That's Bob. He's our president. We're checking out the girls on the upper deck, rubbing in the 15 SPF. It's hot. Everybody's jumping in. Later on when the sun goes down, we'll pull out the jar and that old guitar and pass them around. Bass trackers, bayliners, and a party barge strung together like a floating trailer park, anchored out and getting loud all summer long. Side by side, there's five houseboat front porches, astroturf lawn chairs and tiki torches, regular Joes rocking the boat, that's us, the Redneck Yacht Club. Party's over and we're all alone. We'll be making waves in a no-wake zone. Fast trackers, bayliners, and a party barge strung together like a floating trailer park, anchored out and getting loud all summer long. Side by side, there's five houseboat front porches, astroturf lawn chairs and tiki torches, regular Joes rocking the boat, that's us, the Redneck Yacht Club, Redneck Yacht Club, Redneck Yacht Club.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Wisconsin's corn production is forecast at 532 million bushels, according to the latest USDA crop production report. Based on conditions as of November 1st, yields are expected to average 181 bushels an acre, down one bushel an acre from the October 1st forecast, but five bushels per acre higher than last year. Corn planted acreage is estimated at 3.75 million acres, with an estimated 294 million acres harvested for grain. Soybean production was forecast at 104 million bushels. The yield is forecast at 49 bushels an acre, down 4 bushels from the October forecast and down 2 bushels from 2023. Soybean planted acreage was estimated at 2.15 million acres, with 2.12 million acres to be harvested. Potato production in Wisconsin was forecast at 25.1 million hundredweight, down 12% from 2023. The yield forecast is 380 hundredweight per acre, with an expected 66,000 acres to be harvested. Meanwhile, in the WASD report, the milk production forecast for 2024 was raised from the previous month based on the most recent milk production report. Lower reported milk cow numbers for the third quarter were offset by higher output per cow. The milk forecast for 2025 was unchanged. The import forecasts for 2024 are unchanged, both on a fat basis and skim solid basis. The export forecast for 2024 was unchanged as well. Now, for 2025, imports are unchanged on a skim solids basis, but raised on a fat basis due to higher expected shipments of butter and cheese. The forecast for exports on a fat basis is raised due to higher cheese and butterfat-containing products. Skim solid exports were also raised on higher whey-containing products and dry skim milk products. The butter price forecast was reduced for this year as prices have continued to fall from their relatively high levels they maintained for much of the year through late September. The cheese price forecast for 2024 was unchanged as well. Now, the cheese forecast for 2025 was raised based on higher prices and tight inventories late this year. With that, the Class 3 price forecast was unchanged for 2024. The Class 3 price, though, is raised on higher cheese and whey outlooks. The all milk price forecast for 2025, according to USDA, was raised to $22.85 a hundredweight. A new study by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention found that some dairy farm employees showed signs of H5N1 infection even when they didn't report feeling sick. The CDC concludes that more bird flu testing of dairy farm employees is required. The purpose of the action is to keep workers safe, to limit the transmission of H5N1 to humans, and reduce the possibility of the virus mutating. The new CDC study provides the largest window to date on how the H5N1 virus detected last March in dairy cows may be spreading to people. The study suggests the virus has infected more humans than the 46 farm workers currently identified in the U.S. Nearly all were in contact with infected dairy cows or infected poultry. The scientific community considers every additional infection in animals or humans a chance for the virus to change in potentially dangerous ways. More than 50 U.S. lawmakers are urging EPA to ban the use of a weed killer linked to Parkinson's disease and other health risks to humans. In a letter to the agency, 7 U.S. senators said that paraquat, a chemical commonly used on farms across the country to protect row crops, fruits, and vegetables, is a highly toxic pesticide whose continued use cannot be justified given its harms to farm workers and rural communities. The call for a nationwide ban came after 47 U.S. representatives sent a similar letter to EPA earlier in October. According to the findings from a recent study, paraquat could cause more than double a person's odds of developing Parkinson's if not sprayed more than 500 meters from where people live and work. That is the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
A little breezy this morning, mostly sunny, becoming less windy this afternoon with a high of 48 today. Tonight, mostly clear, we'll drop down to 26 for a low tomorrow. Sunshine 50 with scattered rain by late tomorrow night into Wednesday. If you are looking for an amazing fall or winter getaway, or maybe you're up for some holiday fun, check out Alexandria, Minnesota at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 45.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Well, I caught my wife with another man, and it cost me 99. On a prison farm in Georgia, close to the Florida line. Well, I've been here for 2 long years, I finally made the warden my friend. And so he sentenced me to a life of ease, taking care of old Red. Now, old Red, he's the damnedest dog that I've ever seen. Got a nose that can smell a 2-day trail. He's a 4-legged tracking machine. You can consider yourself mighty lucky to get past the gators and the quicksand beds. But all these years that I've been here, ain't nobody got past Red.